Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another rope made of
another show. Well, you've heard of spoiler alerts. Consider this a downer alert. So this was a headline on Friday. The audience at tonight's performance of Broadway's Moulin Rouge was seated and waiting for the music to start when the show was canceled due to a positive COVID test result within the company. The result apparently had just been received prior to curtain. Then this notice happened a few days later. Weekend performances of Jagged Little Pill have been canceled due to the detection of a limited number of positive COVID test results. Performances are canceled through December 21st and will be refunded at the point of purchase. And here was a rather perplexing one Friday night from the Broadway show company. Due to non-COVID-related illness in our company, we were unable to continue with this evening's performance. As of now, performances are still scheduled to go on tomorrow. Thank you for your understanding. And in what might be the harshest of the COVID Broadway cancellations, MJ, the new Michael Jackson musical, will not return to Broadway's Neil Simon Theater until Monday, December 27th. That essentially wipes out the show's opportunity for the holiday box office. The distressing names and numbers went on. Tina, the jukebox musical about Tina Turner, canceled both of its performances one day this past week. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child canceled its matinee another day. Hamilton canceled its evening performance. The new adaptation of Mrs. Doubtfire had already canceled four performances between Sunday and Wednesday. The improv troupe Freestyle Love Supreme canceled three. And Ain't Too Proud, the Temptations musical, canceled one. And an off-Broadway theater, a revival of The Little Shop of Horrors, scrapped four shows last weekend. Now, these are not only disappointing to audience members, some who have traveled real distances to get there, but they're costly to producers and investors, of course. For a show grossing $1 million a week, for example, each missed performance could mean a loss of about $125,000. Cancellations on weekends are costlier, and so it goes. And this, of course, is not only hitting traditional theater. After canceling all four of Friday's performances of Radio City's Christmas show starring the Rockettes due to breakthrough coronavirus cases in the company, the show's producers announced that they would end its run altogether. It had been scheduled to run through January 2nd with multiple performances every day, but it didn't even make it to Christmas or even to the vacation period that many school children have just begun. I'm reporting this week actually from Los Angeles, where similar stories are being told. The audience sat inside the Amundsen Theater Thursday night, waiting for the curtain to rise on A Christmas Carol. Suddenly, an announcement came. The evening's performance had been canceled after breakthrough COVID-19 infections were detected within the company. Apparently, the late notice was because confirmation of the positive tests was not received until just after curtain time. Well, that's the bad news. And the question is, could it get worse? Well, while no one is yet predicting total 2020-style shutdown, producers that I've talked to say the next step may be insisting audiences show booster proof as well as vaccination and ID. Otherwise, who knows? By the time this airs, it could be old news. I'm also keeping an eye on London, where a few shows have opened to excellent reviews, but where a spike is also occurring. A revival of Cabaret starring Eddie Redmayne sounds really interesting, as does a two-man show called The Best of Enemies about Gorby Dahl and William F. Buckley. Well, I'm seeking any silver lining, and I'm wondering if they may go virtual, as did many during the darkest days of the pandemic. If the COVID numbers keep rising, we may be back to a time of streaming theater. The Broadway hit Clydes, written by Lynn Nottage, will be trying this out for 2 weeks in January, simulcasting while the show plays live. So that's considered an experiment. I'm sure other shows are watching. Is Bruce Springsteen waiting in the wings once more to come to our rescue? Who knows? Anyway, on a slightly happier note, it's that time of year. You know, the time for all those lists and for numerous awards given by organizations that no one's ever heard of. Now, these primarily have to do with films that, by the way, few have ever heard of. But theater critics are also chiming in. In one way, it feels good because we didn't get to do this in 2020. So before 2021 goes out the stage door, it does seem an appropriate time to at least comment on what we've seen on Broadway and maybe off. Now, as for New York stages, clearly 2021 was all about the Black experience. Of the 20-some playbills that I have so far, at least a dozen were penned by and deal with those of color. Passover, Lackawanna Blues, Thoughts of a Colored Man, Trouble in Mind, Carolina Change, Chicken and Biscuits, The Last Love Letters, Twilight, Colored Water, and Clyde's. Some are better than others. My top five list would be Clyde's, Caroline, Trouble in Mind, Chicken and Biscuits, and Lackawanna, though I enjoyed most of them. The trend is not over. Slave Play has just returned to Broadway with the hope of attracting a newer, dare I say, more woke audience than was there for its first rather shocking run just two seasons back. And there are more on the horizon. Black No More is next up from the new group. In the meantime, a few older and recorded things continue to be available to watch at home. For starters, the Mint Theater Company, one of my favorites, is offering Hindle Wakes by Stanley Houghton. That's up through December 26. I really remember enjoying this one, so I highly recommend it. Anyway, otherwise, all we can do is hope for the best, but the omens are not promising, which means our report, Stage Right or Not, Jill, may once again be called No Stage Left.
How much would you like to bet?
Oh, God. I'll bet a little bit.
Okay. let's do it in full view of our listeners.
I hate to say it, but... Yeah, who was I talking to yesterday? Something. Well, I was talking about a film festival that's scheduled to start in 2 weeks in Palm Springs that they claim is going to happen. And I said to somebody, my prediction is they end up canceling it.
2 weeks? I agree.
It starts on January 6th in Palm Springs.
I believe that, see, we are recording on the 20th. And I believe for the next little bit, there is going to be a...
rash of these?
A lull, mostly because, and this I know from knowing people who have kids in various school districts. Washington State, and I'm going to mention this, you know, out loud to everybody who's listening so they understand this. Washington State, totally, like, as blue as blue can be, had kids basically wrapped up in plastic wrap for the last 18 months or whatever.
Yeah.
The parent COVID coordinator for Olympia, the Olympia School District, just got word from the basically class parent in charge of all of this that the Department of Health is now that there's Omicron, which is as transmissible as can be, but as dangerous as a cold. They are no longer interested in contact tracing. They are no longer taking reports and so forth. And that begins after the kids go back to school because they are on their break now.
So they are going to go back to school and they're going to.
They're going to go. So there has been quiet talk, even though, you know, it's not obviously at the top of anybody's hit parade right now, that, great, Omicron is actually going to spell the end of the pandemic because. You know, once everybody just gets a cold, we're good. So right this second, and then the other thing that I will say apropos company, because we had a similar thing here, just in little Localville, is, you know, it's that time of year. People got sick. They didn't have COVID. I will say they were sick longer because their immune systems are a little more compromised from wearing masks all the time for like 19 months. You know, not breathing in air has a what's it called, a deleterious effect on the physical system.
A time of panic. There's no doubt about it. So, a lull. I like the word lull. I hope it's just that. There's panic right now.
This is what we're betting. So we're betting on a lull. And what shall we make the – what's the –
I'll buy you a ticket to any Broadway show you want if Broadway is back up. and running.
In time for the Tonys?
By second week of January, you know.
No, it's not going to be. Well, we'll see. Second week of January is a little tight because you're going to have everybody sniffling.
Yeah.
Or not, but being a little warning, a little leery because.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, I'll say the music. I will bet the Music Man. Makes it to Broadway.
All right.
Listen, they're already in rehearsals at the Music.
We'll totally agree with that.
Yeah. But it feels like, it's a time people, I'm out in California right now and everybody's canceling every Christmas party, any office party. I get it. They don't want to be around big crowds. That's why I'm suspicious about the festivals. I think that's really something to watch. You know, all the festivals are starting.
Right,
and that would be terrible.
And that will be interesting. Hopefully, people will have the wherewithal to postpone them.
It's a lot of money involved. I was in Palm Springs last year, and in January they canceled the Writers Festival, the Film Festival.
Wasn't that later in January though?
The Writers Festival is February. January is film. Then they have an architecture festival. Then they have the big tennis tournament. And they lost $1 zillion. South by Southwest, was the first to go. People are keeping an eye on that this year. That's in Texas. So, and Austin. But that's
a while. That's March, right?
That's what?
That's March, right?
Yeah. So there's
I think. Listen, people's brains are understandably skewed at this point because of what has happened.
Yeah.
But my bet, but what I'm betting is a lull, is a short term, short term inconvenience for some. Other people are just carrying on, but short term inconvenience, and then back to. Fully back to business.
Yeah, I love hearing that, and I'll take the bet, but I hope you win.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. I'm all for getting back, and but what can I say?
No, you report, I decide. Sorry.
Yes, exactly. But I'll see you, we'll see you next time, hopefully with better news.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.